This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Well, good afternoon from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm Dwayne Carson. Date the Word is our ministry, and today hosting Truth Talk Live, and we're so glad you have tuned in. There is excitement in the air here in North Carolina. Now, I know we are a national radio program, but you've got to understand something here in North Carolina. There's something unique taking place this weekend as both the North Carolina State Wolfpack men and women are in the Final Four. And this state is going crazy for the Wolfpack. There's a lot of people who don't like Duke. There's a lot of people who tell me ABC, anybody but Carolina. But when it comes to the Wolfpack, all those fan bases today are Wolfpack fans. The Deacons are Wolfpack fans. The ACC is pulling for the Wolfpack. And it's unique because this year in the Final Four, we not only have North Carolina State men and women, we have Connecticut men and women in the Final Four. That's never happened before, that two universities have both their men and the women in the Final Four. And today, we're at the Final Four. It's Friday from the Final Four. We've got with us Randy Shepherd and Jamie Johnson of Crossfire Ministries. And I'm going to bring them on right now. Randy, are you there?
We are here, buddy, right outside of where we've been watching the teams practice. Just saw NC State practice about an hour ago.
And how did they look?
They look pretty good. You know, they're just out shooting around, running up and down the court. It's a free day for the fans. There are probably 5,000 or 6,000 fans watching practice. Purdue came in next. Alabama's practicing now, and UConn will finish it up. But they kind of get acclimated to the court, and looks like it's going to be an exciting day tomorrow. This place looks like it'll hold about 80,000 people.
Wow. Now, Randy, what are you doing there?
Well, Jamie Johnson and myself, for the last 15 years, we have taken advantage of the Final Four, and we love the games. Sometimes we get to go. Carolina wins. We got connections there. But right now we're praying for tickets, so y'all pray for us. Just kidding. We share the gospel when we come out here. We've been in four school assemblies this week. We were at the Phoenix Rescue Mission last night, a student group on Wednesday night, and two churches this Sunday. Glory to God, we've seen a little over 300 public professions of faith from students, about 160 recommitments, and we were on the streets yesterday and ran into Coach Keating. Even got to pray with him. He's a professing believer. And then we ran into DJ Burns and Horn, who are the two top players on the Pack team. And God was really directing our footsteps and got to encourage those guys, give them a gospel track, talk to them a little bit about the Lord, and saw DJ Burns' parents who become celebrities on TV. They keep showing them in the stands. So we pray daily, God direct our footsteps, and got some great opportunities. And sitting here with my teammate, co-founder Jamie Johnson, outside this big arena. Glad to be on the Truth Network.
Well, we're glad to have you. And you know, we talk about victories. From a sporting standpoint, those things are temporary. Those things are going to pass away. But you're out there doing the victories of victories. You're winning people to the Lord. And I think I saw some things on Facebook that you were in a couple of schools. And tell that number again, 300 and some students have come to know the Lord?
Yeah, it's pretty neat how God works. You know, you all that are praying for evangelists, using sports is a great platform. We were just sitting here before the radio podcast talking about how people will wear their shirt with pride. Purdue, Alabama, North Carolina, NC State, UConn, Clemson, no matter what school it is. And sometimes that's what we call a relaxed atmosphere, something to wear that you have fun with. When it comes to the gospel and sharing about Christ, people sometimes are hesitant because it might bring tension. When we go to the school, we share Christ. Randy spins a ball. That's relaxing. It's fun. They smile. He's got them in the palm of their hand. Then we're a new voice because we're not the teacher. We're not the weekly coach. We are guys walking in a athletic outfit, basketball in hand, give the gospel, and those kids hear it. So it's a great way to go into these chapel services, share with these kids, give them our story, and they say, man, I can relate to Randy and Jamie. Then, man, the Holy Spirit moves on the heart, and we see decisions made.
Yeah. I went to a place called Liberty University. Back when I went, it was Liberty Baptist College. You may have heard of it. And
oh, yeah.
The guy there named Dr. Jerry Falwell, he was a little bit of a sports fanatic, and he had a belief that sports and music were the two languages that young people talked. And he wanted to have a vibrant music program, but he also wanted to have a vibrant sports program because he saw sports as a platform to share the gospel. And as you live out the gospel playing sports, there's a way to be a testimony, but it's also a way that captivates people's attention because there's something about all of us, I think, maybe not all, but a lot, that just find sports to be intriguing. I want to know how the Dodgers are doing. I want to know how the Canes are doing. I want to know tonight how the women Wolfpack team's doing. I'm looking forward to this competition. And I'm going to be bold here and make a statement to our listeners. I believe if the Apostle Paul was here tonight, he would be with Randy Shepherd. He would want to be at the Final Four so that he could see the competition, but also have opportunities to share the gospel, because the Apostle Paul was big into verses that spoke about sports, about athletics. I mean, you think about 2 Timothy chapter 2 as he lays out to Timothy to stay strong and don't give up. He gives him analogies. He talks about a soldier. He talks about an athlete, and he gives that big reminder, guys, that if you're going to compete in athletics, you have to compete according to the rules, or else you will not be crowned. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're going back to the Final Four. It's Friday at the Final Four.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Well, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. It's Friday from the Final Four. For college basketball fans, this is the big weekend. We're at the Final Four in Phoenix. We've got the Final Four for the women tonight taking place in Cleveland. We've got the NC State Wolfpack men and women playing this weekend, and we've got UConn men and women playing. We've got Purdue, Alabama, and the men, the South Carolina and Iowa women playing. All sports fans, basketball fans, eyes will be fixed tonight and tomorrow to see who'll be making it to the finals. And we're today here at Truth Talk Live talking about sports as a platform for sharing the gospel, sports as a platform for sharing scripture. As we went to the break, I was sharing with you 2 Timothy 2:5. And to you listeners out there, maybe you've got a favorite sports verse. Maybe when you were playing sports now, there's a verse that's your go-to verse. Give us a call at 1-866-348-7884. 1-866-348-7884. And later I'm going to tell you something that I have from Date the Word about verses that will go to be used in sports for a verse for athletes. I'll tell you more about that later in our program. But as I come back, Randy, what's your go-to sports verse? Do you have one?
Yes, sir. I've got two, and they tie hand in hand. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the verse that we use for Crossfire is John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. I have a black Crossfire shirt on right now with red letters, which is also the Wolfpack out here. And when you stand up in front of 20,000 people at this ball game, they've got to read the scripture on the back of your shirt. So I like what you said about the Apostle Paul, that he would probably be here because he went to where the people were. These people aren't coming to church, most of them. We've got to go to where they are and share the gospel. And day before yesterday, we had a chance after two of the high school programs to go see the Arizona Diamondbacks and the New York Yankees play. And the guy that parked our car prayed to receive Christ right by the car, who was the parking lot attendant. So God said, use all means necessary to win some.
That's it. Jamie, what about you? Do you have a go-to sports verse?
Well, you know, for me, one verse I like, besides the one Randy mentioned, the two, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Most people are not seeking God's righteousness first. Mm. They're seeking money. They're seeking fame. They're seeking climbing that ladder, whatever it might be. They might even be seeking for their kid to make it to the next level so they can go sit in the stands and him get a contract and pay off their bills. A lot of things that people seek, but we try, Randy and I, in our ministry of athletes, to seek to give the truth of Christ wherever we go. And you know it, Randy knows it, Dr. Carson, that people are not going to go to church on Sunday. And that's partly because the culture we live in has not been trained up in church as children. So we as believers have to think about what lost people are thinking of, and that's not, honey, let's go to church today. If they've never done that, they're not thinking that. So as Randy said, we got to go where the people are, share Christ as we go, and just love on them and watch God do the work.
I love it. I love it. You, I was looking today at the Great Commission, and that word go, it has more of as you are going. Not that there's going to be a Monday night visitation. No, as you are going, wherever you find yourself at, be alert to those around you that don't know the Lord and start gospel conversations with them. I've been a follower of you guys now for quite a few years, but we probably got some listeners right now who don't know a whole lot about Crossfire. So, Randy, if you just take a quick moment, I'm just interested in, when did this passion of yours get started for wanting to use sports as a platform?
Yes, you know, God's sovereign. We know that, Dr. Carson. God began working in Jamie and I's life. We were opponents in middle school, high school, and college. He played at Gardner-Webb University. I played at UNC Asheville. The Lord got a hold of me my junior year and brought me back to him. I recommitted my life to Christ. Jamie was kind of a Tim Tebow type. Came to Christ at a young age and continued to walk with the Lord, son of a pastor. But we played against each other, UNC Asheville and Gardner-Webb. God was dealing with me then. I got a head injury in the ball game. And from that hand injury, Dr. Carson, I realized that, bam, just like that, I could be standing before God. I came back to the Lord. God turned my life around, gave me a burden for the lost. I went with a team in Memphis called the Spirit Express for 4 years, got to sit under the preaching of Dr. Adrian Rogers. Jamie came on for the last year, and then in 1993, God gave us the vision of coming back to our hometown, Asheville, North Carolina, and starting Crossfire. We have basketball camps coming up this summer, which you guys will be publicizing. This will be our 34th summer. We've had almost 26,000 young people come through the camp. Glory to God. Teach them all the basketball they want to know. Plus, share the Word of God with them daily. We can bring campers in from all the different 10 states that you guys have listening audience on. and we played a collegiate schedule back in the day before they said we couldn't share Christ at halftime. We still play some smaller schools now. We bring in young guns, as we call them, that are saved and love Jesus, and we'll be leaving 5 days from now for the Philippines to speak in 12 schools there, public schools, 1,200 students each school. We're able to give the gospel an invitation in those schools. We'll play 6 ball games at nighttime and 3 churches. And glory to God, Dr. Carson, last time we were there, we saw over 8,000 professions of faith. You say, that's crazy, Randy. How many of them are real? We pray they all were real. We did all we could to make them real. And we had pastors there that were taking the names down and hopefully following up with them. So we got started in 93. We're sitting here 2024 outside the stadium in Phoenix. God's carried us to 68 countries, 47 states, 25,000 kids in camp, and we're just blessed. We have to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor.
I tell you, a vision was born in you guys' heart that God is now using to impact people all around the world. And I just commend you for being faithful to the calling, that passion that you have to share Christ. And this platform, listeners, the platform of sports gives you a way to tell people in a way about Christ that you may not get any other way. Right there at the ball field, right there at the basketball court, you can be building relationships to share Christ. And when we come back in a few moments from our break, got to pay the bills. When we come back, we want to talk more with Randy and Jamie about how you can use sports yourself like they are to make the gospel known, how you can be a witness for the Lord. Wherever we go, as we're going, we are to be disciple makers. And that begins by going and telling, sharing Christ. And when we come back from break also, I'm going to tell you about what Date the Word is offering.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. It is Friday from the Final Four. And yes, this is the big weekend. College basketball has been waiting for this. We've had 68-some teams pare down and go into the Final 64, then to the 32, then to the round of the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, now the Final Four. And we're wishing the very best for North Carolina State Wolfpack as both the women playing tonight, the men playing tomorrow. And because of this high interest in sports, we're talking about how we can take sports as a platform and use it to share the gospel. But also, it's a way to be around people that they find they're easy to talk with. There's just something about someone who's wearing a baseball cap, wearing a jersey. You see them, and it seems like it's easy to just strike up a conversation. I was at a restaurant at an airport and looked over and saw a couple guys with New York Yankee hats on. I'm a Dodger fan. I've got my Dodger hat on. Next thing you know, we're talking, but then I'm looking for that opportunity. How can I change the sports conversation into a spiritual conversation? And I've got Randy Shepherd, I got Jamie Johnson on the line. They're at the Final Four with the men down at Phoenix, and they've been sharing the gospel this week there in Phoenix. They're going to continue to be sharing the gospel this weekend. We just heard from Randy that he's headed to the Philippines, he and Jamie. They're taking this Crossfire ministry worldwide, and Jamie, I just wanted to give you a chance to share with listeners a little bit more about Crossfire, how they can support you, but also just maybe some, if you will, thinking sports, some of these techniques that you may use to open up gospel conversations.
sure, Dr. Carson. I think Randy and I can tag team on this. We'll take turns because we have different angles. We both have stories of things we've done. And to answer your question, let me give you one example. You know, we've done this ACC All-Star game. Think about March Madness, those that are listening. If you heard, as a Christian, that 10 of the best preachers in America were coming to a church in your area, I don't know that you would show up with a jersey for them to sign. It doesn't knock those preachers. But the lost person wouldn't do it. You might, but a lost person would not. Let's put that in perspective. March Madness, Duke, Wake Forest, NC State, congrats Wolfpack, both men and women, okay, UConn. If you have an ACC All-Star game like we've done before, and you have these players come in to watch that game, and then you have an autograph session, the person who won't come to your church will come to that game. Now, let's move away from ACC. You say, we don't have All-Star games. No problem. Randy and I, Dr. Carson, are able to come into that school and speak to a ball team, for example. Mm-hmm. It could be in your city. You have a basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, no matter what sport, middle school, high school, college, they bring us in to speak. Sometimes we buy them Gatorade. Sometimes we buy them Chick-fil-A. Don't have to. And they're looking for sponsors. We show up. Randy spins the ball, no matter what sport. We're doing it right now in our area of Western North Carolina. Every sport, high school, sometimes college, we come in and speak to that team, give the gospel. Those kids are like putty in your palm. It's a Holy Spirit, because most of those kids, you know this, Dr. Carson, and those listening that love Jesus, they're not going to be in church on Sunday if they're 12, 13, 14, 15, and they can't drive. If mom and dad's not a believer, they're not going. But they're going to go play for their school team, and mom and dad's going to come watch them play. So we go into that and have a voluntary share time, share Christ. That means you're supporting Crossfire through prayer for us to come into your community, preach the gospel to a ball team. I'm going to pass it off to Randy to add to that.
Yeah, and we can come into a church on a Sunday morning, have a Friends Day. We've been at some churches where they had them wear your favorite team jersey that day.
Yes.
And then we present the gospel. And then we not just present the gospel, but as evangelists, Dr. Graham told us this himself about 2 years before he passed away. We got to visit with him up in Montreat. He believed that 95% of Christians don't share their faith. And I was in that category for way too long, and they don't. And once we not only evangelize, but we challenge believers, hey, the Lord didn't say if you want to witness, he said we shall be witnesses. And we found, Dr. Carson, you're only going as far as your pastor. If your pastor's not a soul winner, you probably won't be a soul winner. But it's not you have the gift of evangelism, Randy. Yes, we may, but Dr. Adrian Rogers used to say not every Christian has that gift, but every Christian is called to be an evangelist. So I've known some of the most shy people that God used them to win many to Christ because they learned the Roman road. They wrote their testimony down 3 to 5 minutes when they're talking sports to break down the avenues. Then they go into the gospel, and God does the work from there. So it's not something that just we can do as Crossfire or you in your ministry, but it's others. We just have to teach people and encourage them that this should be the norm for the Christian. It shouldn't be because Randy and Jamie are bold for Christ. They put us on a pedestal. Hey, we're all called to share the gospel. And I didn't do it for a long time, Dr. Carson, and God prompted me, convicted me, and then I began to seek that out and pray every day for divine appointments. And we see people come to Christ in grocery stores, gas stations, restaurants. You know, we know they have to work, but you plant the seed. Sometimes God keeps the customers away. You can go for 5 minutes. They pray to receive Christ. Other times it's 30 seconds. Hey, take this home and read it. It tells the message that we were just sharing with you. So it's something that we all can do from 8 to 80, and we challenge and encourage the body of Christ, the local church, as we go in and preach there, to be doing that about the Father's business.
Yes. You know, you made that statement about not all of us are evangelists. My ministry, Date the Word, today's date, April the 5th, 4-5, I went with 2 Timothy 4-5 that said, where Paul said to Timothy, now, buddy, here's what's going to have to happen with your life. You're going to have to watch, be watchful in all things, be alert. He said, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. Timothy didn't have the gift of evangelism, but he was told to do the work of an evangelist, and then fulfill your ministry. And so all of us are called to be witnesses. Now, some will be sowing, some will be showing, some then will be reaping. But we're all supposed to have that mindset of winning other people to the Lord. Hey, I'm gonna change gears for a second. I got a caller here, Buxman from Ohio. Buxman, are you there?
Pastor Carson.
Hey, good afternoon.
Oh, it's always good to hear your voice, Pastor. And I just want to double in. I just told St. Nick, our screener, our caller is dead on point. Pastor Carson, just minutes ago from this call to Truth Talk Live, I just shared the gospel where I work at the lumberyard. And it is so easy. Christians, please stop being so intimidated. When the Holy Spirit grabs your tongue, you will get it done, and God will give you the credit. And then we take that crown.
I'm listening.
And keep going.
You there?
Yep, I just bounced out. So, yes, so get it done. Pastor Carson, thank you for your leadership, brother.
Thank
you,
sir. Guys. Love you. So how about that, Randy? Here's Buxman up in Ohio, and he's witnessing while working.
I love it.
That's what it's about.
When the Holy Spirit grabs your tongue, get it done. I love it.
If we are being alert to those around us, the Holy Spirit is going to bring people across their path that we can share the gospel with. And one of the ways I'm working through Date the Word to try to help people is a question. If you played athletics, what was your jersey number? And if you, they can tell me their jersey number, I have a Bible verse, Randy, Jamie.
Amen.
From 0 to 99, I can give you a Bible verse that then starts a gospel conversation.
Amen.
What was your number, Randy?
My number was 12. Mine was 12, and Jamie's was 31.
Well, 12, just that's one of the best. You know, Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, persevering when facing trouble, continuing steadfastly in prayer. And any athlete has got to be able to persevere. And you said that Jamie's
was
31. I didn't have that one memorized right off the top of my head.
Isaiah 40:31,
well,
the day that mount up with wings with eagles still. You know the verse.
That's it. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And listeners, this Date the Word, a verse for any number that an athlete has is on our app. And you can go to that and download that app, Date the Word. This is Truth Talk Live. We're going to be back for our last session. This is Friday from the Final Four.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Well, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Dwayne Carson here with you today on this Friday afternoon, and it's Friday from the Final Four. We're talking about sports as a platform for sharing the gospel. We're talking about sports as an avenue to convey, are you ready? Truth. This is Truth Talk Live. And as you think about the different components that can come from athletics, your children being involved in athletics, Jesus grew, Luke 2:52, Jesus grew in wisdom. That's academics, that's intellectual. He grew in favor with God. That's spiritual growth. He grew in favor with people. That's relational. But it also says Jesus grew physically. And I think, no way of ever proving this, but I think Jesus may have been involved in the sports of his day, and I think he'd be involved now if he was here with the Luke 252, taking care of his body, being involved. But it's more than just taking care of the body. It's learning lessons on how to live life. I used a verse earlier, 2 Timothy 2:5, where Paul said to Timothy, if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Well, there's a great spiritual principle that you can build off of this. Don't expect your gifts and talents to take you where your character can't keep you. Now, I've used that spiritual principle for years with young people, but the idea comes from 2 Timothy 2:5. And Randy, you're there in Phoenix. I'm here in Winston-Salem, and I'm so glad that you guys have joined us today, you and Jamie Johnson with Crossfire Ministry. Sports, able to share the gospel. God's opened a lot of doors, but maybe with their listeners, some spiritual life lessons that you've been able to convey to young people through your ministry. What might help some of our listeners right now?
Well, let me just give you one. This is Jamie, and then Randy can follow up. There's a little different angle, Dr. Carson, about life lessons that are spiritual. If you're a parent listening, this might help you all. If you have a son or daughter playing sports, you know, Randy and I have talked about this. Our parents would teach us biblical principles in life. And I just shared this with one of the schools this week, that my mother, years ago, when I first started playing baseball, she gave an example of unconditional love. Now, both my parents, Randy's parents, showed us unconditional love, but one of the times I remember so well, Dr. Carson, was when I was playing baseball. I was 9 years old. I got hit in the head with a baseball, scared me to death, and, of course, I struck out three more times after that night. Bad night in baseball. So my dad stays at the park with me, hot dog, a Coca-Cola, talk for a couple hours, encourages me. It's a bad night, but don't worry, there's always tomorrow. He just loved on me.
Mm-hmm.
Mother went on home in the other car, and Dr. Carson, she was fixing a cake, and I didn't know what she was doing because she's the minister of music. My dad's a pastor. Maybe she's making a cake for someone who got married. It's an anniversary, someone's birthday, whatever. But when I got home, I could smell that my favorite cake had been fixed, red velvet. And I said to Mom in the kitchen when I walked upstairs, Mom, who's that cake for? And she looked at me with eyes of love and said, I baked it for you. I was so proud of you tonight. Now, you know, as a baseballer, if you're listening, striking out three times is not a home run.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bad night for a nine-year-old who, if I'm not careful, I could make baseball my identity to my parents. If I do well, they love me. Mother killed that one. But she struck that down, okay, no pun intended, and said, I love you because you're my boy. And that's something you parents can do, whether it's music, sports.
Yes.
Take a moment to
yes.
teach something like that unconditional love. And Randy, I'm sure, can add something as well that's on his heart.
Yeah, my high school coach was not a believer, but he taught us hard work and dedication. And I worked hard. I didn't have the natural skill to play ACC basketball, but I worked the Pistol Pete Maravich. The Stephen Curry wasn't on the scene then, but he does those drills now. I worked 500 shots in the backyard, step slide. And when I got drawn back to the Lord by his Holy Spirit, I incorporated that in Colossians 3:23. And all you do heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. If I'm going to shoot 500 threes or I'm going to make 100 free throws before I finish practice, yes, I want to improve my game. But as a believer, as a Christian athlete, you're doing that as unto the Lord. And I believe, Dr. Carson, that God in his sovereignty lets some of these athletes and coaches shine sometimes when they might not be as talented because they're going to speak out for him.
Yes.
I don't know Coach Keating personally, but we did get to speak with him a little bit yesterday on the street, and I've heard and saw some captions from him giving the praise and honor and the glory to God, and that's awesome. I will pull for an athlete or a coach like that that may not be my favorite team. If I know that he could win, he may speak out for the Lord. Now, when we lose, we need to speak out for the Lord too, because as you know, Dr. Carson, I'm sure you played a lot of sports, we're not always going to win, and I've learned lessons over life that you got to win with a good attitude and you got to lose with a good attitude. And that's not always easy, even for a Christian.
Yeah. when I was working with baseball teams, my son's playing, I was fortunate to have just a little role of coaching, and we had to deal with the losing. And I came across a podcast with Johnny Bench, number 5, Cincinnati Reds. And as a Dodger fan, I couldn't stand him, but I respected him. And Johnny Bench was talking about how he got taught one day about handling losing. And he had lost a baseball championship as maybe a 9-year-old, and he started crying. And his dad came up and said, "Johnny, the next best thing to winning is losing." "Dad, what are you talking about?" He says, "Son, the next best thing to winning is losing. You've got a chance now to learn some things that you never would have learned if you would have won. Now, what do we need to learn?" And he started learning. He got better. He improved. And that's one of the great lessons that come from sports. You know, we're going to have failures. A righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. We've got to learn how to get back up. We've got to learn how to play in the strength of the Lord, Philippians 4:13. We've also got to learn when we lose, that becomes part of our testimony as well. How do we glorify the Lord? How do we make him known, even in the difficulties? Guys, tell me a few more things that you're going to be doing that we can be praying for you about while you're there at the Final Four.
Well, this is Jamie. Randy is going to be speaking tomorrow and Sunday in 2 churches, and then hopefully he'll have some more ministry as we go here and as he moves around. He's not shy. He's a modern-day Apostle Paul.
He's not so shy. Listeners, he is not shy. That's a true statement.
But anyway, around the games, hotels, different things, there's opportunities. Of course, the church is on Sunday, a Romanian church, another church in the afternoon. So he'll be doing that here.
Well, Colossians chapter 4, I did this week with my Date the Word, where the Apostle Paul said, "Praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ." And listeners, be praying for Randy and for Jamie that God will open these doors. I like to pray that I'll have these various encounters with people like Lydia that God had opened their heart to listen to. But sometimes God has you come across someone who is very hard, like a Roman jailer, but all of a sudden, because of situations, he wants to know, what must I do to be saved? And so, listeners, let's be praying for Crossfire Ministry doors to be open. Other things that are happening, you're looking for tickets. That's what you're looking for. Pray that they'll get a couple tickets to that North Carolina State game tomorrow afternoon.
Well, if we do, brother, we'll have on a scripture shirt with John 14:6 on the back, and we've seen people come to the Lord. In fact, at the East Regional in Charlotte, I was blessed by our brother Al Wood, who is a former Carolina star, and Al was supposed to be with us out here, and something came up, he couldn't come. But he got me tickets with him to go see Carolina at the East Regional. And the janitor, the guy that was mopping the floor in the bathroom at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, prayed to receive Christ with me. And I told him that he needed to start reading the book of John.
There you go.
And glory to God, Dr. Carson, I watched him go into the stall in the bathroom, and he got his phone out and turned it to the Gospel of John. So it's amazing at a ball game, a janitor who I told him, I said, "You're being the servant like Jesus would. You're cleaning up for all these fans." He wasn't saved. I've shared the gospel with him briefly, and he was ready, like you said, Lydia, and he came to know Christ right there, and right away turned right to the book of John and started reading it on his phone.
Well, I'll tell you, Randy, Jamie, you guys have the eternal perspective, and that is one of the great lessons from sports. Paul talked about how you can get a crown that is temporary, but there's an eternal crown. one that is lasting. And listeners, it's not about sports for the moment. It's about the spiritual life for eternity. And I so appreciate you guys being a part of Truth Talk Live today. We are inspired to do the work of an evangelist. That's what I'm coming away with today. Do the work of an evangelist. I don't have to have the gift of evangelism, but I need to be doing it. And listeners, be thinking of ways to use sports to share the gospel. Go to the Date the Word and get the app. You can see verses for any athlete. I hope you go to a church this Sunday. Find a local church and be a part of it. This has been Truth Talk Live with Crossfire Ministry with Dwayne Carson of Date the Word. Have a wonderful weekend and go Wolfpack!
Another program powered by the Truth Network.